is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, a light insight with Ali Sweeney, an environmental engineer turned intuitive. Ali is passionate about spiritual freedom and personal growth. She offers intuitive readings and energy healing, as well as meditation training for people seeking balance in their life. She is here to share her unique light so that those around her may shine brighter as
well.
Please
welcome back to News for the Soul.
All right. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thanks, Nicole. I love the new intro. And hello, listeners for News for the Soul Radio. I am your host, Ali Sweeney, with this show, A Light Insight. And Sam, I'm a clairvoyant energy healer and meditation guide, and I'm here to use my voice to bring those light insights from the realm of the soul to your physical being on Earth. Kind of instead of news for the soul, it's like news from the soul. And it's my truth that we are all these souls, these spiritual beings in bodies. And my work is in the field of energy because we're all energy, all universe. And we pick up all kinds of energy from the people and places and things in our lives. We bring it with us from past lives or other existences. And my work is in noticing what energy we carry and allow in our bodies and how that's affecting our lives. As I work with clients, we discover together where their patterns or beliefs or energy might be limiting or trapping or keeping them from more of what they want in this life. We are all love, loved, and loving. And I hope to inspire you to find the freedom to be you and to be so in love with you that you just shine. And it's such an honor and a pleasure to be with the listeners of News for the Soul because you get it. You understand what I'm talking about, this light that's inside you, this soul part of you. You're already there. And on today's show, I wanted to take the topic of our words and the sounds of our inner voice and our outer voices and how that adds to our collective experience. The words you speak to yourself and others matter. So are your words adding to the fight in this world and the judgment and the chaos? Are your words adding to the peace and the love and the compassion? We're going to talk about your fifth chakra a little bit today. Your fifth chakra is in the base of your throat, and it governs your inner voice and your outer voice. We'll take a look at that fifth chakra and energies that might be keeping you from speaking your truth, as well as all the energies that tend to fuel the inner critic and how we talk to our precious selves and bodies. There's a lot of fighting words out there in the ethers. Let's talk about how we diffuse that energy and share your light. And as usual, I'll be taking callers and looking at your energy live. Just call into the show through that clairvoyant work that I do. And when I access the intuitive, clairvoyant part of me and see the energy at the soul level, first I meditate to open my sixth chakra and my intuition, specifically using energy and energy tools as the focus of the meditation, which is what I want to do now. And I'd love for you to play along. I'd love to start the show this way. So if you can, allow yourself to just play and imagine with me. And when you're ready, just close your eyes and take a deep breath. Follow that inhale and exhale. Giving your body just a gentle hello. And let's start with something called a grounding cord. A grounding cord helps you be more present in your body, and here's how you do it. I want you to become aware of your spine, all the vertebrae in your upper back, your middle back, your lower back, all the way to the very base of your spine and right at your tailbone. I want you to imagine that there's a colored beam of light that comes from your tailbone, and it goes through whatever you're sitting on, through whatever's under that, to the layers of the earth, to the bedrock of the earth, and let it connect at the very center of the earth. So you have this colored beam of light connecting the base of your spine to the center of the earth, and it's like a tunnel. It's an invitation to release any energy you're holding that you don't longer need to be carrying. So it might be things like stress or worry or fear or competition or judgment. You can know what it is. You can just intend that whatever isn't serving your highest good can release. Take a breath into that space. And grounding cord's going to keep working for you, bringing you more present in your body. And I want you to bring your attention to the center of your head, right behind your eyes and between your ears. This is your sixth chakra. And just by placing your attention here, you allow it to open. I want you to give yourself a moment to notice, what have you been saying to yourself today? What are the words that have been happening in that inner voice of yours? And then, what have you been saying with that outer voice? What have you been saying to the other people that you've come in contact with today? You might notice how one affects the other. If you're not feeling very good about yourself, you might not be feeling very good about the other people around you. But that's what I want you to notice, is how do these words make you feel? How is what you've been saying to yourself and others make you feel? Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, "The word is not just a sound or a written symbol. The word is a force. It is the power you have to express and communicate, to think, and thereby to create the events in your life. And just as a seed carries the potential to propagate a forest, the word carries the potential to take root in your mind and spontaneously generate forms of similar vibration." Your words matter. The fifth chakra is at the base of your throat. If you don't know anything about chakras, don't worry about it. Just play along. They're concentrated energy centers in your body. And your fifth chakra is about this inner and outer voice. It's where we express ourselves truly and clearly. And I want you to just take a moment to imagine that there's a bubble in front of this fifth chakra, in front of the base of your throat. And this bubble is going to work like a magnet. And it's going to pull any energy from your fifth chakra, maybe of any of the unkind, not loving words that you've said or you've heard in your life, whatever might go with them, whatever beliefs or vibrations like judgment or fear. Let it also attract anything that's limiting your ability to speak your truth. You don't have to know what's leaving. You can just intend that whatever isn't serving the power of your voice and speaking your truth can go right into that bubble. Maybe it's confusion or judgment or fear of not being accepted or ideas about the lack of your worth. Bubble's probably pretty full by now. I want you to imagine letting it go up way up high in the atmosphere and letting that bubble pop and letting the energy be released. Now we're going to replace that energy. So I want you to imagine that there's a golden ball over your head, a big golden sun filled with your light. And I want you to pick a vibration that you can add to that golden sun about what you'd like to experience in your fifth chakra. Loving kindness, maybe love or clarity or certainty or freedom. Pick one. Write it on that golden ball. Let that vibration become it. And then imagine letting that light fill you. So form a hole in that bottom of that golden ball and let it flow into the top of your head. Let it fill and flood and soak into your face and the back of your skull all the way to your fifth chakra at the base of your throat, filling and flooding and flowing this space. Going to fill the rest of the cells in your body, in your arms, to your fingertips. You can stick with it and notice how it feels as it fills your heart, all the amazing organs in your torso, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your ankles, your toes. Take a breath in this space, that inhale and exhale. We need your voice in this world. You are amazing. I am fantastic. And together, we are courageous. We need your voice in this world. You are amazing. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. So we're going to be talking a lot about what you may have just noticed in your fifth chakra or in your body. But also, if you want to ask a question or live online, I just want to encourage you to call into the show and give you that number. It's 646-595-4274. You can also find that on the News for the Soul website. I'm having a blast getting messages from the Spirit You. So just call in 646-595-4274, and I'll take a look, and I'll tell you what I see. And as always for this radio show, we'll hold the space of collective healing, that for anyone listening, may you feel more like you, the amazing you that you already are. But first, let's get on with the show a little bit. I read a quote earlier from Don Miguel Ruiz, and one of his four agreements is be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. I interpret this to include being true with what you say. I notice that I tend to throw around words as if they do not matter or are exaggerated or not really true, and our words matter. Just like the seed that propagates the forest. I might say something like, just as an example, I might say something like, this dishwasher is killing me, or fill in the blank is driving me crazy. I might have been slightly annoyed in those moments, but no one was killing me. I wasn't actually dying. I wasn't going insane. A truer statement might have been, I feel annoyed. Think I need a break. Can you imagine taking a break every time you feel annoyed? I think it would be a lovely practice. I'm annoyed. That's my signal. I need a break. So what I'm doing is trying to bring more consciousness, more intention to the words I choose to put into the world. One I'm really good at is the word hate. When my kids were little, I taught my children not to say the word hate like it was a bad word. And when I read aloud to them from children's stories, I would change the words. If it said something like, Harry hates peas, I'd change it to, Harry really doesn't like peas. To me, this word is the opposite of unity. It says we are not one. We are divided. So I taught them not to say it because I felt like there's enough hate in this world already. And we don't
need to add to it. And so I took it out of my vocabulary too. I encourage you to try it. It's kind of amazing to at first just notice how often we use this word without really noticing. I mean, how many things in this life do you truly hate? But how many times do you use the word hate? If you like that idea, fantastic. And from there, I invite you to take it another and choose all of your words with intention. This is challenging for me because if it hits my brain, I usually say it. It takes practice to slow that process down, to get uncomfortable with not speaking, just to fill the space with sound. But I find it highly rewarding because when I slow it down, I often can then speak from my heart with love. And that voice is powerful. It's why I love doing things like radio shows. I get really intentional about what I want to say, how I want to show up in this space and let the words flow from me with love. And I get to do it for a whole hour. Before I do my show each time, I remind myself of this quote from Matt Kahn. He's a spiritual teacher that I love. And he says, "The sound of your voice is source remembering itself through the vibration of love that comes through anything and everything you dare to speak." Anything and everything you dare to speak. You listeners out there in News for the Soul Radio Land, you too have this powerful voice within you. And that power can help you speak your truth. And so I'm talking more about the voice you use in the world, but it's also connected to that voice that's inside your head. The words you speak to others matter. The words you write on social media and elsewhere matter. Are your words adding to the fight in this world, the judgment, the chaos? If you're always right and always making others wrong, consider how that adds to our collective experience of judgment in this world. Part of the disconnection from each other in this world seems to me to be judgment. And I know that for myself, I've had a lot of confusing moments in the past about how to actively participate and make choices that feel right to me and voice them without judgment. Again, Matt Kahn, I heard him describe it this way recently. He said, judgment is making someone else wrong. Discernment is this feels right to me. That feels right to me, to engage with your truth, to speak your truth without making someone else wrong. I invite you to decide what feels right for you and to step out of that divisiveness and into love and unity. I want to live in a world where love is visible, where it's everyone and everywhere, where we hate less, we discern more, and we love more. You can't control someone else's behavior, the beliefs, the words. The only thing you control in this life is your actions and your reactions. Will you choose judgment or anyone who disagrees with you is wrong? Or can you choose that type of expanded love that allows others to be as they are, even as you choose what feels right for you? What do you want in your space? Unity, unlimited possibilities? Wrong or hate, feeling good about yourself and connecting with your light regularly is within your control. Your words matter, and I invite you to slow it down and choose them. Don't let them choose you. Last week, I was in the grocery store, and I had my reusable bags, and I was packing up my stuff, and I was leaving, and this woman came over to me and she stopped me and she said, "Shame on you." Ooh. And like hate, I don't know I know I don't want more shame in this world. And for me, sharing the shame I carry is something I am intending to change. Instead, we can release that shame. We don't need to share it. And I'm also considering how my words might trigger shame in other people. A friend mentioned the other day that saying things like, what were you thinking? Why would you do that? Can actually be shaming to the listener, just as much as saying shame on you, especially if you're in the place of authority for them. I heard one that my dad used to say all the time come out of my mouth the other day. He said, who do you think you are? I said it out of unconsciousness. It wasn't something I even realized I said until much later. Still trying to forgive myself for that one. Words can be very triggering, and my hope is that we can also slow down to find that space of love so that we're not sharing the shame and judgment in this world, even unconsciously. So that's a little bit about the outer voice contributing to our collective experience. But your inner voice does as well, because it's really, really hard to feel good about yourself, to know what's right for you with an inner voice that tears you down. And take a listen to that voice inside your head. If it's anything like mine, it has a lot to say. What does it sound like? I would love you to consider what vibrations that voice is holding. What kinds of vibrations does it carry? What I mean is your inner voice filled with love? Or is it more commonly filled with judgment? Does it sound like doubt? Does it sound like wisdom? When my voice says, this dishwasher is killing me, that sounds like my victim voice, the one that's trapped with no choices and everything happens to. What does joy sound like? Joy sounds like, I have a dishwasher. When doubt clouds your voice, can you notice, love it? Maybe even talk to it. Hello, doubt, I see you trying to protect me. And maybe from there you can change it. What does trust sound like? One mantra I use all the time when I find myself in this space of doubt is, I live in a safe universe. So that some of those vibrations can really determine what your voice sounds like. But just as I was describing with that voice of my father's in my head, who does your voice sound like? I had a client the other day who, when she was overcome with doubt, she sounded just like her 15-year-old self. Unsure, not certain, waiting to be loved. When she was in her true self, she sounded like wisdom embodied. So who you sound like might be an old version of you. Or that inner voice can often take on the sound of other people in your life. Parents, mothers are really good at this. I've seen many people who are driven by what they should do. The voice drives them not to what and who they are in this life, but who someone else told them they should be. For some of us, that's what your mother's voice sounds like. So take a moment to consider, when that inner voice gets really critical and get curious, is it your voice? Is it in present time? Does it have some vibration on it? Is it an old you or an old belief getting their say? So I've talked about this idea before on the show, but I hope you'll consider being your biggest cheerleader, your own biggest fan. What if every time that inner critic voice sounded off about whatever it is you're judging yourself for, what if you forced yourself to give yourself a compliment or flip the energy from negative to positive? And I could say, wow, Allie, that's some really fabulous hair you're sporting today. Or instead of something like, I'm not sure I can do this, to, I got this. Can you get intentional about the voice inside your head as well and let that voice be a support enabling, encouraging, loving the best version of you. I know for me, it's tricky to even catch this inner critic in the act. Usually I'm way down the tearing myself down line before I even notice what I'm saying to myself. But just like any habit, it can be changed with intention. Be the support for yourself. If you won't or can't, why would anyone else? The voice of your soul is one to listen for. This is the voice that says, yes, you are amazing. Look at you. You've got this. To add to this, I've been thinking a lot about the stories we tell about our lives. So I want you to consider your story through your voice. It occurred to me that either the story defines you or you define the story. What vibrations are in your story? What power is in your story? And who is telling the story? I'm not talking about you making up a different story or changing your story. I'm talking about being impeccable with your story, including the whole truth. As an example, consider if your story only displays the parts of where you are a victim. Could you add the voice that says, and I live to tell the tale? I know now that I am strong, loving, and powerful. It's an amazing exercise to tell the whole story, the one of falling, but also the one about getting up. You define your story. Let it tell all of your glory. So I just want to check in with Nicole, because one of the ways my soul lights up here is through readings and healings. So if you'd like me to take a look at something, I want you to call in to the show, and I'll just see if there's anybody on the switchboard here, if we have some more time to talk about things.
We do indeed. We had a few callers all pre-screened and lined up, and we've dropped the lines. But if you're trying to get on, keep dialing in. We've got a connection issue, apparently. And if you get dropped, call back in. So we do have an email that I'd like to put out there, though, from Linda in – oh, having said that, the lines are reconnecting already. Okay, Linda, you're on hold. Let's see if we can – I'm going to grab them while we can before they drop. 519,
sure.
What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
That was quick.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Jennifer calling from Canada.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome
Hi.
To the show. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Would you do me a favor, just say your first name three times. For me, it just kind of helps me connect to your energy.
Jennifer, Jennifer, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. Okay. What did you want me to take a look at?
The relationship I'm currently in.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you, I'll describe the energy that I see. I see you, and you're kind of in this bubble, and it's all nice and bright in the bubble. And, you know, you very much have like a happy space going on in this bubble. And then outside of the bubble, I see the relationship space. I don't see the other person themselves, but I see the relationship space as the first thing that pops up here. And the relationship space is darker, and it's as if you're pushing it outside of your bubble. And it's common to have separate spaces in your space to the relationship space. What concerns me is just the depth of sort of the darkness that's around it. So my sense of the darker energy here is that it's fear. So what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is just help that fear clear out of the relationship space. It can kind of get in and trigger you a little bit, but I see you pretty protected inside your bubble. So this is primarily on that relationship space and the other person. Does that sound okay?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
Okay. I get the sense that this is a relationship that's been around a while. Is that true in current form, or is it just a...
In terms of duration, yes, but in terms of physically being around each other, it hasn't been that much.
Okay. So there's just some really sort of old energy on it. And it's really interesting. Like I see you kind of like as if you were like in maybe like a little Jetson car, you know, that's kind of what your bubble, you're like trying to get over and see what I'm seeing, but you still, it just kind of bumps the bubbles, like it bumps the other relationship space. So there's some disconnect here that's happening. So let me take a look at that and just see what we can do here. Because it seems like that then with there's some communication that, here I am talking about voice today, but there's, because of this whole disconnect that's happening, it's like the words are going out and the words are coming in, but neither are heard and neither are voiced. It's a funny little disconnect thing that's happening. So I could see if there's some frustration in the relationship or like it's non-movement. So if you've tried to voice like where you want this relationship to go, that isn't being received.
I have broached the, I did say, you know, have you ever, like it could have been a friend or whatever, have someone who explains things to you, even though you know what they mean, like it's, so I don't know if it's mansplaining or, you know.
Okay.
You know, I have a pretty good vocabulary. You don't have to explain what every word in the universe means. And how bright are the people you dated before me if you have to explain every word you say?
Okay. Yeah. So there's some, like I was saying, there's like some sort of mismatch going here where, you know, even in thinking that it needed to be explained versus you really not even wanting to receive the explanation, right? So let me just see what I can clear of that, because without all that, without the fear, without some of this miscommunication, like you kind of have it like a blunder, like it's like a miscommunication blunder is what you say about it. Without all that, I see you guys connecting. Like I can see the connection and it's beautiful, but it's somehow there's all this other stuff getting in the way, and so I'm clearing some of your old relationships because they kind of say like, well, this is how it's supposed to go, and this one's different from that in lots of ways, or different from those in lots of ways, and then I'm just kind of opening up the other person's ability to hear you. That just looks like it's not what it looks like in the energy. Is, you know how you'd say something like it goes in one ear and out the other? Well,
absolutely.
Well, so this energy looks like it just goes around the back of their head. It doesn't even go in the ear. It just like flips around them. So there's some missing piece to that. So, and it's probably why that person likes talking so much. So that might be some of the explaining that you're hitting up against, is just that nervousness needing to fill the space with words.
Yeah. Sometimes I think it's just a waiting to speak. Like, it's not, you know, when it's not listening, it's just waiting your turn to speak. And that happens a lot, too.
Yeah. So that's exactly the image that I'm seeing, is that your words are going like right around him. They're not registering. Yeah. So I'm trying to look at sort of what creates that. And I don't know. Like I said, I'm just trying to clear out some of that energy to replace that or to reinforce that connection that you do have, because I see that. And in that, when I look at the connection, the other person genuinely wants to hear you, right? Like in that space, they get it, that this is something that would be valuable to the relationship. So I think it's possible, and I think it's about fear that it's not happening. So I'm just trying to clear some of that fear. I don't know that it's something that the other person could voice. I don't know that they're conscious of it. You know, it's not like they'd be like, well, I'm really afraid of getting close to you. But there's a fear that's driving some of that talkativeness. Okay. I would say the more that you can kind of settle in and be in that happy place, you know, it just looks like you do have that, you can own that for yourself, the more that helps the other person relax, kind of. It's almost like you have to come out of that happy place to like create it where they are, is what that other person wants. Interesting. So something for you to consider. You're in like, so the way you show it to me in the energy is you're in this bubble and it's a very happy place for you. And what the other person wants is for you to like come to them and make the happy place there too. So I don't know that that's possible, right? Because it's their place. But it's up to you whether you want to try it. But that sort of looks like that's what helps them relax a little bit.
All right, I'll try that. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Thanks for calling into the show. Have a great day.
Sure, my pleasure. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
And keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. And we're still dropping lines here. I'll swoop in on them as they pop in.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to save them here. Some weird issue going on.
Oh, man. You had an email here.
Linda in Toronto. That's where we left off. Okay, Linda in Toronto. She's mentioning, I'm going to paraphrase. This is a little bit long, but you had mentioned control, and she is suffering from feeling out of control in every area of her life right now, especially now with all that's going on. And can you address that for her and all that feel that way?
Sure. Oh, okay. It was Linda, right, in Toronto. So
yes.
All we can control, right, you talked a little bit about it, is our actions, our reactions, and that's what we can control. And so one of the energy tools that I like to use to do that, and this looks particularly helpful for you, Linda, is to imagine yourself inside a bubble and give that bubble a color. This is typically your aura, so it would be about an arm's distance in every direction. And the bubble is like an energetic boundary, so that everything inside the bubble is yours, everything outside the bubble is something else. So when I see you inside your bubble, I see that you can cultivate this sense of peace and love that is genuinely your place. I can see that the chaos of what's happening in our world is hitting you as if it's tragic, and it is. So I'm not saying it's just you. But what I think I want to communicate here is that you're very sensitive to the chaos. So if there are other people in your life who seem like they don't care about what's happening in the world and in life, they don't have the same connection that you do. So oftentimes, people who are empaths can have these connections. They tend to sort of downplay it or say like, oh, it's not that important. But this is part of your superpower. This connection also from a protected place has the capacity to lift you up and hold you in these really high vibrations, even when the world is falling apart. So know that some of what is happening in the world is also helping you shift some of the belief sets that were in your world that were shaped around chaos and judgment and that kind of thing. And so part of why you feel crummy is that energy is shifting as well. And so the more that you can say to yourself, my energy is shifting, I know this feels crummy, but my energy is shifting, that's a positive thing that will help you feel lighter when the shift closes. And you're going to have different bouts of the shift. I don't see this particular piece that's breaking apart from you lasting a whole lot longer. I think you're going to feel better in relatively short order. But other foundations will change and shift as you grow and have more access to these higher vibrations and greater light. But I highly recommend that bubble idea for you, because that will keep like what's yours inside the bubble and what's everybody else's outside. And it also is that great reminder that all you can control is inside that bubble. We pretend that we can affect all of these other people and places and things in our lives. And truly what you can do is show up as the best version of you. That's the best thing for this world. Okay. That looks complete to me.
We have a related question coming in from Danielle in New York, and this sort of takes that question up to up a notch or 10. Danielle is an empath. And is feeling the weight of the world, literally feeling what the whole world is feeling simultaneously, so it seems, and it's overwhelming and making her sick. What can you suggest for Danielle?
Yeah, it is kind of, I'm hearing this from all over the place, Danielle, and I know that it doesn't help to have, misery love company. But sometimes it does help to know that you're not alone in what you're feeling. And that looks to me like the biggest sort of trigger for you is that you feel alone on this path, on this journey that you're on. And so that is my greatest advice to you, is that you are not alone. You are absolutely not alone. This earth is actually supporting you with every step and breath that you take. So there's a difference between sort of the chaos of the world and the earth. The earth is a wonderful, amazing support to you. So I just see an image of you sitting in the grass and finding the solidity of that earth and knowing that it's here to support you. And it's not the only energy that's here to support you. I see you have guides. I see you have friends that are an amazing, wonderful part of your journey. And I would say that there's some connections that I see for you that, so an empath often takes on the energy of other people. So I see some connections into some family that I don't think are supporting your current journey. It's kind of dumping some of this sadness into you. So what I'm going to do is just pop those connections off. You look like you're very willing to have the healing. So I'm going to pop those off. But mostly what your soul wants you to know is that you're not alone. You can absolutely do this. The pain here is temporary. I see it releasing. And I also see that it is extreme. And so if you're feeling like, why am I feeling like this and no one else is, it's there's nothing wrong with you. Literally the pain is extreme. So I am removing as much of that from your space as I possibly can. Just that pain. Punishment is not required. There is nothing that you have done that is wrong. Okay, so I see the light of your being really coming to surround you with this. And I trust that you can feel that light. Super cool.
Beautiful.
Okay. Okay, Nicole, I think that one's complete too.
I am swooping in on a line before it disappears. Area code 347, you're now live with Ali. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My first name is Michelle.
Michelle?
Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Hi. Can you just say your first name for me three times, and then I'm kind of connected to you a little easier.
Aaliyah.
Funny, I heard Michelle earlier, so okay, Aaliyah.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it online.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We can call you Michelle. I would have found you anyway. It's just about the sound of your voice. How can I help you?
I'm trying to move, and I'm trying to get a voucher in New York City. It's hard now because unemployment is not a little difficult. I wanted to know if you see me like getting a better voucher or getting like a 200 voucher.
Okay, so getting a voucher did you say that you're trying to move like places?
Yes, I'm trying to move into an apartment. I don't have a specific, but I'm looking.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So let me let's see. I just see a lot of energy swirling around you that says like, it can't happen. It's not possible. That's not going to happen for you. So
what?
That's the energy that I see that's around you. I don't think it's true, but that's the energy that's around. So what I'd like to do is clear that from, I see it in your second, third, and fourth chakras. So that would affect all different kinds of things in your life, from your emotions to your relationships to like your capacity to do something about it. So I'd like to just move that energy out. Okay, so without that, there is a different level of empowerment, like that you really can do something to change your circumstances, to change where you live, absolutely. If you want to change who you live with, I'm just looking specifically for this voucher thing, and how that what I'm doing is just creating a pathway to that so that it could come easily to you as long as that's what's in your highest good. So always want to have your highest good at the forefront, and then just this easy path to this voucher.
Because I had it already, but they have to renew it. So I have to show income. It's a little difficult.
And you don't have any?
I do.
I don't know all the specifics of how vouchers work in New York City, obviously. But what I can see in the energy is that, like, as soon as tomorrow, you could have this thing. So if there's a way that you can do the things that you need to do so that can happen, it's possible. It's absolutely possible. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a little bit more like, can do, because there's just a lot of, it's not your energy. It's just somebody else's that says this can't happen. So
somebody else's energy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I see it's another energy that's just kind of around you. It's like, not.
Can it be like a caseworker or something?
I don't think it's the caseworker. The caseworker definitely has your highest good here, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it. No, it's more somebody in authority, like from your childhood, like a parent or a caregiver, something like that. Just this idea that, like, you wouldn't amount to more. So I'm just pulling as much of that as I can. Yeah, it's old. It's old. You've had it long enough.
It's old.
Yeah, like from your childhood. I know you're not that old, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that looks complete. Go, I don't know, go do whatever needs to happen for the vouchers. But, very similar to that last email. Like, you're not alone, and this can definitely happen for you. So
oh
I wish
God.
You well.
That's why you cannot be out here by yourself. So you can.
All right, Michelle,
hello?
I think we're going to let you go there, okay?
Thanks for calling in, and let us know how it goes. Super quick last call, 917, you're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Donata from New York.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you say your first name just three times for me? To
Denada, D-E-N-A-D-A.
All right. Denada. All right, I got you. What can I help you with in just a few minutes?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I experienced a life-changing event, and I'm in the middle of kind of like rethinking what's my next step. I got laid off after 9 years.
Wow. And so now you're thinking, what's the next step, or did I cut you off there?
Yeah, yes, correct. I'm thinking about what's my next step. I mean, I do meditate. I try to work with angels as well. And it's kind of like I have a lot of messages, and I'm just trying to determine what is the step that I need to take, like whether working for myself or the working for somebody else, kind of like rethinking the whole situation.
Yeah, I see you. So I see you kind of see you sitting in your meditation space, and you're just proposing all the different possibilities. So, and I see that. I just see you proposing possibilities. And so, unfortunately, there's kind of a spin to that energy that's happening. So it's like, instead of being able to focus on one, they're all speeding past you and then coming around again, and then speeding past you and coming around again. So what looks helpful for you is the reminder of certainty that you can make a choice here is all the things that you want, prosperity, and fun and excitement, not too much excitement, but good excitement in your work. And I see you having really an ability to manifest that option. I see you just kind of really in connection with the universe and creating it. So some things on that are that you might have to, I was going to say there might be different steps that you take, but you're showing me that there's this one way you really want to try, and the only thing that's keeping you from trying it is like the unknown of not having done it before. So that's your opportunity, is to sort of like get comfortable in that unknown. Sometimes you just have to take the step. So, but I will, what I will do is I will just offer you the energy of certainty so you can see all those options with clarity versus that spin. And then I think I've got to let you go for today because my time's almost up. But I'm so glad you called into the show.
Okay. Thank you as well for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'll just let you know, actually, to all the callers that are now on the board, if you get cut off between now and the next show, call back in. Open Lines continues in the Light with Laura O'Malley. And right now we've got about a minute for shameless self-promotion. What have you got for us, Ellie?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Nicole. It's always a, so much fun to be a part of this. I've got an event coming up on September 29th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. That's where I am. It's a group event where we answer questions just like we do on the radio show. It's $15 a person. I'd love for you to check out my website. It's A Light Insight, LIGHTINSIGHT. My name is Allie Sweeney. You can find me on the News for the Soul website if you can't find me otherwise. But the business name is A Light Insight. So I just so appreciate your time and attention. They're two very precious resources. And I hope you will consider being intentional about your words and how you're speaking to yourself and what words you're speaking out there in the world. So your presence helps me shine my light even brighter. So I'm so grateful for all of you out there listening. Many thanks for who you already are in this world. Bye for now and have an amazing day.
Perfect. Allie Sweeney, all linked up at news.com. Callers on the board, dial back in because the fun continues right after this quick reset.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.